The Indian media have nicknamed her Braveheart. But when a 23-year-old woman got on a bus in New Delhi on a cold December night last year, she had no intention to become the nation's Braveheart. She didn't want to become a flickering candle on some dark street corner. She didn't want to become a symbol of sorrow, of hope, of our shame, of anything really. She just wanted to go home. But gang-raped by a group of six on the bus, brutalized with an iron rod, stripped and thrown onto the street, she fought to live for almost 2 weeks before dying in a hospital in Singapore. Her death has not ended the candlelight vigils, the anger, the protests sweeping the country. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Many are wondering why in a country where rapes are all too common, this one really shook the conscience of the nation. Mallika Dutt runs Breakthrough, which works on issues like violence against women and does campaigns about it through popular culture. She thinks there are several reasons why this incident seemed to flip the switch. One, it's not just about women anymore.
Increasing numbers of men getting killed or seriously hurt in trying to protect women, right? This is like a new phenomenon.
This young woman, too, had a male friend on the bus who was badly beaten. Two, women across class are out and about in the public space.
And I don't think that governance has sort of caught up with that change, right? And what does it mean to have a secure public space for women to work in?
For years, Breakthrough has been pushing the media to talk about these issues. Now that the conversation is all over the newspapers and late-night television, she's hopeful, but also worried.
It's very convenient to have all of this outrage around a bunch of strangers who raped and then led to, you know, killed this woman, right, in this public space. By far, the vast amount of violence against women happens at the hand of family members. So if you walk into any burn ward in a hospital and you look at who occupies it, till today, the largest numbers of people in those burn wards are young women who are there with third-degree burns.
So every time a politician talks about protecting our mothers and daughters and sisters, Mallika flinches.
I find it offensive, one, because as subjects and as citizens of this country or any other country, as women, we are entitled to fundamental human rights that have bloody nothing to do with whether I'm your sister or your mother or anybody. That's number one, absolutely. The second thing is that you don't respect your sister or your mother or your wife or your daughter. So to say that somehow we should do something about this because she could be your family member is the biggest piece of nonsense, because there is no respect for a woman in her home.
And she says the shock and disgust in some Western media is a little much. Her hope is that instead of just having debates on chemical castration, capital punishment, and fast-track courts, India is now also ready to have a conversation about gender roles, patriarchy, and misogyny. That's where she sees a glimmer of change.
So what happened with this woman isn't anything new. And since her rape, you know, we've seen so many more instances of rape. What is new is who's having the conversation, who's participating in that conversation, who's on the streets. It was the first time that I saw men hit the streets on a women's rights issue in this country.
And that might be the real tipping point.
I'm hoping that that's it, that we're no longer going to see what happens to women as simply women's issues, but as everybody's issue.
And that could extend all the way to Steubenville, Ohio. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.